Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My name is James Schneider, and my wife and I live at 20601 Annandale Drive, which is in Hart's Landing, just off of Route 24. I testified at the Planning and Zoning meeting on February 13th, and I'm planning to give similar testimony today with a couple of changes. As I said at that meeting, I'm not against development in my area, and I'm not specifically against this new proposed development. I am against zoning changes that allow more units and therefore compounds the traffic problem on Route 24. Today, our quality of life is already affected by the heavy congestion on Route 24, but more important are the safety issues that arise from traffic congestion. I read the JMT traffic impact study and the DLDOT acceptance of the risk report. I believe their recommendations will help, and I've seen what they were going to do before the presentation today. But I don't believe they go far enough to improve the traffic for the future. Therefore, before further developments are approved, our government and communities must design and implement specific plans to improve the traffic situation on Route 24 for the future. Route 24 is a major artery that connects the western and southern portion of our state with the beaches of Lewis-Rehoboth and Route 1. This road has become increasingly traveled and has become dangerous with many accidents. Last year, a baby was killed just to the west of our entrance to Hart's Landing when a car was turning left into a house and was rear-ended by a second car. All along Route 24, you see markers showing where people have died from traffic accidents. And just about 2 weeks ago, there was a two-car collision right in front of Winstead-Webb Stables, resulting in one driver being airlifted to Christiana Hospital and the police shutting down this busy road for 90 minutes. At least two Hart's Landing residents have had accidents just trying to turn, leaving our development, turning onto Route 24, and many others have had near misses. I think we must improve this dangerous road. I cannot make a left-hand turn out of my community to go east on 24 in the mornings when Beacon Middle School is in session, or from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the weekends in the summer. At these times, I must turn right to go to Arrowhead Road, where there is a light, and make a turn there, or go to Robbinsville Road and then double back. At other times, I need to wait for an opening and then hope to get through the intersection without getting hit. This is an inconvenience for me and my fellow 144 homeowners of Hart's Landing, as well as other surrounding communities. But please visualize the safety risks that residents take if they are trying to turn into traffic. The addition of the new elementary school on Route 24, which I support, and I think it's really important that school gets approved, the RV parks that you will soon vote on, along with this development, will make the situation only worse. The Cape Gazette reported in its January 28th issue that a population study completed by the University of Delaware shows district population growth concentrated along the Route 24 corridor. Board member Andy Lewis said, "If the community sees the growth area, people will understand why the board chose the Route 24 location." If the school board and the University of Delaware can see the growth along the 24 corridor, then I don't understand why DLDOT and the county can't support this growth with infrastructure improvements to reduce safety risk and add to the taxpayers' quality of life. During the P&Z meeting, I did offer my suggestions for improving Route 24 that I wasn't planning on going through here. If you want to hear them, I will gladly give them to you. But I want to be sure that you do read those for the record. In summary, to continue growing Sussex County responsibly, we must plan for the future and not look at projects one at a time. We need a broader infrastructure plan that will meet the expected growth. As I previously stated, I am not against this development, and I would be for this development if proper improvements were made to Route 24. At the end of the testimony to the P&Z, one commissioner asked me, "How much control do you think we have over our state roads?" I responded that I really didn't know, and he responded to me, "As much as I have."
Yeah, I remember that. Implying that
he had little control over the process. I believe if the P&Z and County Council believe that the roads need more improvement, then the influence that you could have is to deny zoning changes that add to traffic problems and cite your road safety concerns as one of the reasons for denying the application. I believe this would get the state and DelDOT's attention and may even get the developers to petition DelDOT to improve our roads. If we all work together to improve our roads, then the infrastructure will be put in place. Believe me, I am for continued development of our area, since the transfer tax helps keep our taxes low, and I think we all want that. But we need to improve our infrastructure to keep people wanting to come to this area of Sussex County. Continued zoning changes that allow for more development without infrastructure improvements reduces the quality of life, increases safety risk, may reduce property values, and may influence if people really want to come here. I want to thank you for your time. If there's any questions, I'll be glad to answer. If not, I'll give this to Mr. Lank.
Yes, if you'll give your remarks, pass them up there to Mr. Lank, please. Thank you. I saw a gentleman here towards the middle that had raised his hand as well.
Question when we get about DelDOT. I don't want to interrupt Mr. Glowiak. Here he comes.
Yes, good afternoon, council members, Mr. Lank, Mr. Lawson, Mr. Moore, and Ms. Griffith. My name is Henry Glowiak, and I've been coming in these chambers since I was 18 years old in 1974. I've witnessed all the irresponsible growth that has been going on in this county since then. To me, what is being proposed here is a totally unneeded, unnecessary upzoning. I think it's about time, and I'm not a big fan of the present county comprehensive land use plan that we have. I think it's a recipe for sprawl. It's the most liberal zoning plan of any county on the Delmarva Peninsula. I'm not a big fan of it. But I do think we need to uphold the present AR1 zoning in this instance. Any kind of upzoning is only necessary in certain circumstances, such as some kind of a hardship or something. Any kind of upzoning should be taken very, very seriously, especially considering that this is in an environmentally sensitive zone, close to our inland bays. Everything we do on land eventually flows into our inland bays, and we know how impaired and troubled they are. This density of what they're calling for is over twice the amount that is presently allowed under AR1 zoning. To me, it's like putting 10 pounds of crap into a 5-pound bag. There's a lot of environmentally sensitive areas. Wetlands has been discussed on this piece of property. It eventually drains into the inland bays, as was discussed by the developers, and that has been recognized. In the something else to consider, and the Center for the Inland Bays, with their plans to improve our inland bays, they came up with a lot of recommendations, one of them concerning impervious surfaces. That is blacktop, rooftops, etc. In this area of the inland bays, in this particular drainage area of the inland bays, the Center for the Inland Bays has recommended not to go over 10% impervious surface. We've already surpassed that. And mentioning developers, I kind of had a question. I'm taking notes as the developers are making their presentation. This is supposedly the same developer that developed Nassau Grove.
That's what they
said. Okay. Didn't they have some, now if I'm thinking correctly here, this is the Nassau Grove that's on the north side of Red Mill Pond. Okay. Weren't they fined for environmental problems that they had with runoff?
I wasn't here then.
Okay.
It was,
you weren't here.
A long time ago.
But I believe that this developer was. They had serious problems there with a lot of runoff going into Red Mill Pond. Now, I wouldn't be very proud of that record at all. And here we're handing this piece of environmentally sensitive property in their hands. I think they really need to take a second look at this. And reinstating that this part of the Inland Bays watershed is already overdeveloped as far as impervious surface goes. To me, this doubling of the capacity of what is already zoned is just strictly profit-driven. I think that as much as I don't like our present land use plan, I think we ought to stick by with what we have. There is no kind of hardship need or anything that should be given and handed to this developer. Simply for profit, I think we need to stick to our land use plan here. And Route 24, you know, I'm sure you're reading all the reports from DelDOT, all the improvements that are being proposed. There's just a lot of things that are given here that are just kind of being taken for granted. We're already, the vote hasn't even come up for the new school yet. So, I mean, we're assuming that it's already being approved. It hasn't yet. Who knows what's going to happen with that? There's a lot of things being proposed, such as a widening of Route 24. I mean, where does that all lead? You may widen it in that one section, but it's all going to bottleneck on Route 20 or Route 1. It's going to bottleneck once you cross Love Creek again. It's just paving more over, and just for the sake of bottlenecking. It just goes against reason. And keep in mind that we keep asking every time we're approving development without proper infrastructure ordinances. It seems to me, in all the years I've been coming in here, we go ahead and approve development after development after development, and then I find that our county government keeps putting their hand out to the state for infrastructure improvements, for a bailout. You know, I hear these things, oh, Route 24 is going to be improved. That's my tax money. Sure, the developer is going to be pitching in. I think the developer ought to pay for all the infrastructure improvements. So, you know, everyone here is a taxpayer of Delaware. And we have to be concerned about cumulative impacts of such developments. We have to look at the long term and the long range plan, and we have to look down the road, not just piecemeal. That's about it. I didn't prepare a formal speech or anything. I was just jotting down notes, but the things I mentioned should be considered with a lot of weight. You know, upzoning is a serious decision to make, and I've said what I've said, so I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition on this application today? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
Mrs. Deaver.
Of our attorney. I just want to check something. As far as I know, DelDOT, there's no law that says DelDOT must ask for so much contribution from developers. Isn't that something that fluctuates? I mean, is there a law?
I'm unaware of any specific law, although there is some a fund for improvements.
We don't know what the ratio would be or anything.
I do not. That's something I could find out.
It's negotiated.
Well, my uncertainty is what, you know, I just wanted to make sure I know that there's no law or no.
Sure.
Give you some insight as to the process. There is no specific law or guideline, that, and it varies, you know. But the general principle is when it's a shared contribution type commitment, they look at total peak hour volume. So, for example, there was 100 vehicles on the road, and the developer was putting 10 of those vehicles. He would pay 10% as his fair share contribution. That's a simple version of how it's calculated. Now, when you have other developers in play and you're projecting years out, it gets a little bit more complicated than that, but that's the general principle, is they pay their percentage based on the peak hour traffic.
Well, I've watched it, you know, over the years, and that's why I'm asking the question.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, Council? We will then close the public record. If it's okay with Council, close public comment, and entertain a motion to defer.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Yep. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Yes. I believe yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you. Nice.